East Poultney is a town that was built over the course of a century. It changed from the frontier into a village that supported agriculture and industry, and the frontier continued to move west, in part because of Horace Greeley's popularization of the advice, "Go west, young man." And here at the 1896 schoolhouse, we see this century and a century of construction coming to a close with a splash of colors typical of the Victorian era and its ornate painted ladies, these fancy houses that are also seen on the streets of downtown Poultney. Built in 1896 in Queen Anne style, this school represents an exaggerated nostalgia for British architecture. During the late 1800s, architects returned to New England to study its classic Georgian buildings. At the same time, new technologies allowed architects to use ornate colors, seen here in the three-tone paint, and to use geometric patterns made possible in part by the introduction of machine lathes. The result is this schoolhouse, the last major building constructed on the green. It offers the simple patterns of Queen Anne style, such as the small paned lattice of the windows and the straight lines of the roof. The designers created a sense of depth through the fish scale patterns of the shingles, the filigreed detail in the upper gables, and fan lights framing a recessed entrance. The 1896 schoolhouse accommodated 8 grades, 4 in each downstairs classroom, with an auditorium on the second floor. It was one of 4 schools that consolidated students from one-room schoolhouses around the larger township, and it served its students till 1966. Today it's maintained by the Poultney Historical Society and houses its offices and research library, as well as the bulk of its historic collection. Continue your walk by crossing the road. Walk the green toward the East Poultney store and stop at the corner of the green across from the store and the Eagle Tavern.